I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 673. Life is not that. Today, one more gagging Jesus topic. Let's explore one more saying of the Savior that we may wish he hadn't said. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, where Jesus told us to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to have that love express itself in how we love each other. In modern culture, we have been sold a lie over and over and over and over again. And the crazy thing is, we keep buying it. I mean, literally buying it with cash and on credit continually. We buy the big lie that things will satisfy. Now, we know it's not true. How do we know? Well, from a lifetime of trying. We see the commercial, or we see what our friends and neighbors have, and we buy the lie that if I just had that, I'd finally and forever be happy. And so we do, but then we're not. And then we start the process all over again. As much as we don't want to, we need, desperately need, to hear, not gag Jesus, on this topic too. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells a story. Jesus is always telling stories. That's how he makes us think and challenge our narrative. But here he tells the story about a guy who's made it. I mean, he's successful in all the ways the world measures it. Health, money, property, surplus, food, drink, you name it, he's got it. But then he dies. Then what? And that's exactly Jesus' point. Then what? Listen to two verses in this Luke 12 text that we don't necessarily like, but we need to hear. Verse 15. Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. And verse 21. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You say, Pastor Tim, what do you mean we don't like those words from Jesus? They're fine and all. Really? Because most of us don't live like that. In fact, we live the opposite. We live our lives as if they were measured by our abundance of possessions. And we're often rich to the world, but haven't a clue how to be rich toward God in our everyday lives. On May the 7th, 2019, in a USA Today article about the crashed Aeroflot plane that killed 41 of the passengers on board, Bill McGee wrote, "Reports from people on the plane indicate the evacuation may have been slowed by passengers grabbing their bags. Videos show passengers taking their carry-on bags with them as they exited the plane." The AFA said in a statement, "We will never know if more lives could have been saved if bags were left behind." Watching the video footage of those passengers making an emergency exit with their carry-ons in hand is a rather graphic illustration of Jesus' point. Unfortunately, we do the same things when we have the wrong priorities. So here's the great question, podcast family. When people look at your life, what would they say is life to you? Let's pray this prayer adapted from worshipwords.co.uk. God, we enjoy your abundance, yet we're seduced by accumulation. The mantra, more is better, lulls us. New inventions become seeming necessities. We fill our cupboards and closets, basements and barns to overflowing, yet we despair, feeling our lives stand empty. Spirit of abundance, let us not be possessed by our possessions. We sing blessed assurance, yet crave promises from our banks and pensions. We worry if our individual retirement accounts will see us through. We store up more and more riches for our earthly security. Yet we despair, discovering we are not rich toward you. Spirit of abundance, let us not be possessed by our possessions. Our lifespan is short. Any moment, it could be taken from us. Fill us with no greed, but with generosity. Release us from insecurity and restore to us contentment with treasures in your realm. Strip us from our fear and strengthen us to love one another as you have loved us. Thanks be to you, Creator of heaven and Creator of earth, to whom all things belong. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 674. And in the meantime, consider that an inordinate focus on material things not only hurts you, it also affects the people that come along behind you. That includes your children, grandchildren, and other people who are influenced by your example. They see what you value most and what has your greatest attention and affection. Let's be careful not to allow this world to cloud our judgment, making the things of this world seem more important than the souls of others. In reality, the stakes are even higher than an emergency exit from an airplane. Because Jesus is the life, we can look at all of the stuff and say with confidence, life is not that.